If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My kind of perspective on diet sometimes is if someone goes from no diet, so let's say you're eating fucking trashy food, McDonald's, to having any structured diet, so whether it's keto, vegan, carnivore, it's going to be an improvement.
Yes.
It's not an optimization, but it's just an improvement, right? It's like
even at the mental level, right? Even at the mental level, because it allows you to start building these filtration systems for food. You start checking the ingredients. Mm-hmm. Well, what the fuck is red 40 tint? What is this Chinese chemical that they're putting in my food? Well, it's poison.
Mm.
Okay, well, what are processed industrialized seed oils, and what is it doing to inflammation and cholesterol? Oh, well, let me look into that. Well, I have none of this on my plant-based raw food diet, so now I start feeling really good. I'm like, oh, whoa, I don't have brain fog anymore. So maybe I'm not stupid. Maybe I don't have ADHD. Maybe I'm just poisoned. Mm. And the rabbit trail begins once again. So it's about instilling the self-regulation that we talked about and now being more conscientious towards your decision-making process. At the same time, you don't want to go into the vegan diet, which is why I said the raw vegan diet, where you're out here eating the Impossible Burger, which is basically industrialized processed seed oils packaged and isn't really food.
Did you have any supplementation with that, whether it's tablet or even like powders, for instance?
I didn't do any supplementation at that time, simply because I try to avoid any sort of supplements that are unnatural.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What's your take on supplements?
They're great, depending on which ones you take.
And in terms of like the sources of where they come from?
Yeah,
like
you need to study the sources of the supplements. Ideally, if you're going to be taking supplements, I would recommend creatine monohydrate, mm-hmm, as kind of like one of these building blocks. Magnesium, if you have a hard time sleeping, magnesium is super good for you. And I try to keep it light on the supplements. I want to make sure that I'm getting most of my food and nutrients, mm-hmm, from the food that I eat. But with that, you also have the bullshit and the psyops of them controlling the food. And when you have industrialized kind of food production, you also lose a lot of the nutrient dense kind of properties of the food. So the food doesn't taste the same. There's a reason why you eat inorganic fruit and it tastes like shit and it, yeah, tastes like gross. It's because it's not really fruit. It's just industrialized, chemicalized, genetically modified food. And I think that most people overeat, most people eat shit, most people think that something's wrong with them when in reality they're just poisoned. And once you begin to break from a couple of these habits, you begin to realize, oh, this is a better life. Mm. And then you realize that food isn't only used to keep you stupid, but it's also an addiction, right? So why wouldn't big food companies want to create addicting factors or addicting properties to your food so that they keep you hooked? I mean, look at, not going into crazy conspiracies, but look at Kobe Bryant, right? When his helicopter crashed, which is crazy to think about, he was actually in the middle of a lawsuit. He was about to start to testify against the supplement brand that he had partnered with because they had found traces of methamphetamines inside the pre-workout. It's just to hook motherfuckers, right? So
fucking hell.
He died, but I don't know if he died for that. Who knows, right? Maybe the 20 year pilot just lost experience that one day, you know, it just made no sense.
Mm.
But they're poisoning your food, not only to fuck you, but also to keep you in the rat race of addiction.
Talk me through how you stay on track with your food when you're traveling, because like even for me, like,
no seed oils, brother.
But how do you, not necessarily how do you know, but where do you eat? How do you eat? Because even for me, like in like a bodybuilding diet, which would still have a lot of fruit and veg, it's very difficult to be able to even like find it, right? Without yakking up a shit ton of like oil or fats or carbs. Very difficult traveling.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's funny. I brought a suitcase with me full of food.
Obviously,
most people can't do that. I get it. But I just went to my local grocery store, figured out organic things that can actually have a 60-day shelf life. Mm-hmm. Brought organic raw cheese to my fridge. I know it sounds crazy and mental, but I feel fucking good.
Yeah.
Better than me walking into one of these places that have genetically modified bullshit seed oil food that is going to make me feel like shit. So I stick to pretty clean diet across the board, even when I'm traveling. But Asia's hard, bro. Asia is a little bit difficult with the food. I think
it's oil, right?
Yeah, I think Europe is really, really good. Mm-hmm. Most of Europe with getting rid of genetically modified and highly processed foods. Mm. And in the US, even though it's fucked up, you can still have pretty decent alternatives.
My opinion on the US is quite strange.
Tell me.
So my partner is from America, and first time I went to America was last year for a podcast. And I'm very split. I think on one side, it's impossible to be poor because there's so much opportunity. On the other side, I think it's so hard to be rich because people are oppressing you. On one side, I think it's impossible to be skinny and fit because the food is so bad. On the opposite side, I think it's so difficult to be fat because there's whole food and there's a lot of good food companies there. So it's so wide, and in between you have everybody.
You have choice. You have a lot of choice in the US, but people obviously go to the path of least resistance. So what I've come to realize, you look at the food companies that kind of operate in the US ecosystem, and it's controlled by four or five big conglomerates. You have Nestle, you have a couple companies that kind of run the entire game. So they give you the freedom or the illusion of freedom of choice that you, oh, look how many chip options there are. Look how many canned meal options there are. Look how many different recipes that I can actually cook up. And then you look at the ingredients and they're all altered versions of the exact same thing. For example, you go to the United States early in the morning, 5-6 in the morning, and you have four or five restaurants, McDonald's,
Chick-fil-A,
Burger King, and Taco Bell. And in the morning at 4, 5, 6 in the morning, you have Sysco, which is the food company that delivers all the same ingredients to all the businesses the same way. So yeah, they'll add a couple spices, a couple ingredients, but it's an illusion of choice. You don't really have a choice. In order to have choice, you need to make real decisions. Right? You need to actually choose what you're going to eat and determine that. But once you take away that masquerade of the logo, mm-hmm. the ingredients are the same thing from the same manufacturer.